I will make them wrong, and I'll die in their
defense. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening and welcome back, everybody. I know we had an hour-long show today. We now have an hour-long show tonight. Topic for tonight, Best and Worst Presidents broadcast with your host, our Colonel Kimberly Purvis. And without further ado, I am bringing your host in right now and turning the microphone over to her. Hello, Miss Kimberly.
Howdy, howdy.
What is that zapping buzzing noise?
My ear.
Your ear?
I can hear a buzzing in my ear.
I can hear it over the radio.
I don't know, but I know what's in my ear. Is it a high-pitched buzzing?
No, it's like a bzzz.
Yeah,
like a buzzer.
It's in my ear. Yeah, well, it's in my ear.
I think it's in your head.
I can't help you. It's probably in my head. Yeah, it probably really is. So okay, before I pull my hair out, because, oh, my God, my job's trying to kill me. You should see my work, because I'm going to hospice side, and I'll be doing both, hospice and home health. On Monday, Wednesday,
right,
and Friday, I have 12 people a day. And on Tuesday and Thursday, I have 3 home health and 3 hospice or 4 hospice on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Wow.
And we just hired a new nurse. We just hired a new nurse. And he's like, oh, I'm going to go in the field. Good fucker, you pick my Tuesdays and Thursdays. But he's supposed to take the place of the nurse that got fired in the office. And so they don't think he's smart enough to do the job as a case manager, smart enough to be a field nurse. So we're screwed either way. And he has only been a nurse for a couple of years. I don't know why the freaking hell she would hire a brand new nurse, literally a brand new nurse, to be a case manager. And he's literally probably 25 years old. Not even. So we're screwed. Because the other case manager, she's only 23 or 24, and she's a brand new nurse. And she admitted, she goes, I don't know shit about wound care. I don't know shit about that. I'm like, Jesus, how the hell are you people alive? And this is our future. Is he fucking morons?
How did they get hired?
Desperation.
Pretty much. That's the only thing I could think of.
Nobody wants to work.
So what's up with your vaccine mandate? Did they cancel it?
She didn't say shit about it. She didn't enforce it, so I'm not going to worry about it. I'm still going to get it. If I've already talked to my doctor, and if my doctor wants to fart around, then I'm just going to have Phil do it. I'll just have Phil give me a medical exemption. So... But I think because Ireland has just dropped all vaccine passports, all mandates, no masks, nothing. The UK, Great Britain, England just did the same thing.
Yeah,
Scotland will probably be to follow.
Yeah. And I just saw something that another federal court told Biden couldn't do his mandate. I forget.
Okay, something big is about to happen. We don't know what, but they're building on top of the iron gate that's around the White House. They now have a concrete wall built around the White House now, inside the iron gate.
Well,
yeah,
they're
saying
it's only in the front yard. It's not around the house.
I've been hearing they may be imploding it. Now that's the fake news going around.
You know what they're saying? They're redoing the fountain. You got to paint a wall to do construction on the fountain, and
you're
going to
put a wall
fun?
Up.
They already did.
That's
they're putting
what I'm
a concrete wall,
right?
And then paint it to do construction on the water fountain. And in Canada, Trudeau had one put around his whatever they call it, the parliament. Same exact thing, same exact week. So.
That's weird.
Something's about to happen, and they're saying there's nothing to see here. So,
well,
needless to say,
truck drivers coming from Canada and Mexico have to have vaccine passports, but illegal immigrants don't. And their reason is because the illegal migrants aren't staying, and the truck drivers aren't.
Truck drivers are going on strike. Good. So I don't care. But anyway, so tonight we're going to do the best. What I did was, instead of best and worst, I just did the top 25 presidents in order from number one to down to 25 or 27 or whatever. I'm not going to go through the whole list of the bottom shit.
How are you judging them by popularity? Are you judging them by popularity or accomplishment?
Accomplishment. And no, it's not about popularity. If I did it like that, Trump wouldn't even be on there. You know, I had to go through, I don't know, like 15 websites. They have Trump at 45 or 46 on every single one. Bullshit. So I finally found one
that
was reasonable. I know it is. But here's the thing. So this one I found is called Ranker, and it's done by accomplishment. And it's actually, and so what I did was we kind of tweaked it a little bit and moved a couple up and down. And you could actually vote this, you could actually vote it up or down yourself. So number one, they have Abraham Lincoln as the best president of all time. I mean, he was a good president. I mean, look what he did. Number two, they have George Washington. Number three, and by all means, jump in there and you could just, if anyone thinks that somebody should have been higher or lower, let me know. this stuff isn't written in stone. So this is just, you know, by happenstance, I just had to go through many, many, many websites. Number three, they have Thomas Jefferson. And they really don't have anything on here. They just have it with ranking. They don't have anything of what they accomplished or anything. Number four, Theodore Roosevelt. And he was our 26th president.
Not
number five is Franklin.
His statue.
Huh?
I'm pissed they took down his statue.
Well, you know, I'm just sick of all these idiots today of doing that. Number five was Franklin D. Roosevelt, and then
why?
Hold on a second.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Why what? I don't
why
know.
Why is he number six? I mean, he created the whole fucking welfare system.
The what?
FDR created the welfare system as we know it today.
Well, then I vote him down. Franklin Delano Roosevelt created the whole welfare system, which wasn't a bad thing for the time. It's been corrupted since then. So they have Kennedy at number six, but I think Reagan was above Kennedy.
Reagan
was a damn good president. And they have
Kennedy.
Kennedy
was more about morale, I think. Kennedy was more about bringing the country together as morale. Is that the right word? He was the heart. It wasn't so much that he accomplished a lot, but he brought the country together. Does that make sense?
The thing about Kennedy was, he started to find out about all the corruption with the Rothschilds and all of the evil, the bullshit. That's why he was assassinated.
Right.
That's why. So,
I agree.
But after Reagan, I feel Trump is right by Reagan.
Yeah.
And then Kennedy. And then Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Uh-huh.
Madison, and I voted Reagan. You voted Reagan up a spot, so we're gonna up him. And then John Adams, Harry Truman, huh?
John Adams. I'm thinking who he is.
Yeah, John Adams. John Adams.
Yeah.
And then Harry Truman.
Crap.
I hit it too many times. Hold on a second. Hold on. I said Harry Truman, James Monroe, Ulysses S. Grant.
Yep.
Then John Quincy Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing about Nate,
what did John Quincy Adams do?
I don't know. I guess it's going by policy.
What policies was he responsible for?
Hell if I know. I wasn't around back then. But I tell you what, he's better than the bottom 25. Or better than the bottom 20. So I think that's part of the same thing with James Polk. He was the 11th president, but he died. I think he died of pneumonia or he wasn't president very long. Okay, now they have Barack Obama as number 16, but
Nixon before Obama. I'm sorry.
Calvin Coolidge.
Coolidge above. Was okay.
And then Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Hold on a second. Andrew Jackson. They had George H.W. Bush, but we downgraded him. So after Cleveland, we have it Bush Sr., Bush Jr., then Bill Clinton, then Woodrow Wilson.
No, what the fuck with the Bushes?
Huh? Okay.
The Bushes. They're warmongers.
Okay, but they're better than Obama. Bush Sr. was not a bad president completely.
True.
It was Bush
Jr.
Bush Jr. See, they were great for the military. They're great for the morale. They wanted to, you know. When you scratch the surface of everything, yes, there were horrible people, okay? There were horrible people and what they did.
I'll give you Bush Sr., but Bush Jr. was a fucking moron.
He was a moron, but he was better than Obama.
Except for Biden, anybody's better than Obama.
No shit. You know what? Nixon is better than Biden, okay?
Yeah.
And so was it Jimmy Carter.
I love Nixon.
Jimmy Carter was a flake. And he's better than Biden. Oh, by the way, Biden is the worst president ever.
Yeah.
Just like you guys know.
I'm sorry, but
Biden
is not at the bottom of the list.
Yeah. Bill Clinton. Okay, James Garfield. Then William Taft. William McKinley. And hold on a second. Where'd he go? Well, shit, I lost the president. Had Gerald Ford. Oh, Gerald Ford is 26. But we added in a couple extra. So, and then Biden is the worst president ever.
Ever.
Comma. Period. End of discussion. Worst president
that he's
ever.
Done more than any other president in history.
He has. He has. Biden has done more than any president in history. He's destroyed an economy in less than 1 year. He has made he has the highest inflation rate, highest unemployment rate, highest division of the country. He's worse than Obama for dividing the country.
Yeah, he seems to think that he's created more jobs than any other president. And I'm like, no, you didn't create shit.
No, he has. Because
he has not created any jobs.
Listen. Yes, he did. Because when we got locked down, when the country got locked down, everybody got fired. Everybody got laid off. So therefore, when it was time to start letting people go back to work, oh my God, here's all these jobs. Well, no shit, Joe.
No, you're not a Democrat. Don't say that bullshit.
No, that's how they think.
Oh, I know.
No jobs were actually created. But if you get what I'm saying, they weren't actually created.
No, but they think he did. He's like, he didn't create jack shit. All he did was allow people to go back to work.
But in their eyes, that's job creation.
Yeah, well, sorry. No.
He created the greatest welfare state, welfare country. So, yes, Biden has. Biden said he wants a bill back. What was the thing about driving? About getting people to move. He goes, you're right. Gas prices are so high, you can't help but have to walk everywhere. Gas just went up 30 cents overnight. Our gas is now $3.09 a gallon, and it was $2.80 and stuff like that yesterday.
Look what's happening over in Russia. Of course it's going up. Pretty soon we're not going to have any gas.
Well, I know. So I figured we're doing the best and worst of America's presidents. So why not go, we're going to go one step, we're going to go 3 steps farther because I had the time to do this. And so I was trying to look up the most, the best leaders of the world, right? And I swear to God, all of these horrible people were coming up. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. There's no way can rank this person. No way. So, I looked up. Oh, hold on. I'm going to get there. We got time. We got 45 minutes.
Patience is a virtue.
Patience is going to be a virtue, so suck shit. The 25 most evil people. This is, now get this, the 25 most evil people in history.
Okay.
A little bit of brief of what. I've never heard of this chick. She's number 25. Elizabeth Bathory. Never heard of her. Okay, she was a countess who lived. Bathory? B-A-T-H-O-R-Y.
Oh, she's the one that bathed in virgin blood.
Yeah, she lived in the Carpathian Mountains, and she was one of the inspirations of Dracula.
Yeah,
and her nickname was Countess Dracula.
Yeah,
she was possibly the most prolific serial killer in history, and she believed that the blood on her skin made her fresher and younger, and she was responsible for the killing of 650 girls.
Yep,
and many of which tortured them. and all of that, and she ate them, and it was really nasty.
Yep.
So basically, Hillary Clinton incarnate.
Yep.
And I'm not suicidal. Okay, get that? I'm not suicidal. If I said I'm dead, I would kill her. She was never put on trial.
Nope.
But she was forced to stay in one room for the rest of her life, and she died 4 years later. Number 24, Talat Pasha was the grand vizier of the Sultan in the Ottoman Empire from 1917 to 1918. In 1915, he declared an order to wipe out the Armenian race. People were whipped, tortured, robbed, raped, and killed. All of the Armenians were forced into concentration camps. People were overloaded with supplies and forced to trudge miles with no food, and they were killed if they couldn't continue. People were naked when they marched. The whole male population of Angora was exterminated.
Wow.
Many were forced to rape family members. People were killed by bayonets, clubs, axes, hammers, spades, sticks, and saws.
And no
many had their
again?
Private parts. Huh?
What was this guy's name again?
Talat Pasha. Tens of thousands were burned, drowned, poisoned, dismembered, crucified, boiled, and beaten to death. Out of the population of 2.5 million Armenians, 1 to 1.5 million were killed. Talat was assassinated in 1921 by an Armenian assassination squad. Pretty bad, but he's just 24.
Mm-hmm.
23rd, Joseph Mengele. Everybody knows who Joseph Mengele was. He was a physician in the concentration camp Auschwitz. He was better known as the Angel of Death. And he was in charge of selecting Jews to be sent to concentration camps to be killed.
Yeah, he's the one.
He did experiments on twins and pregnant women.
I am sure he is Fauci's idol.
Yeah. He sometimes tried to change the sex of the twins. Sometimes forced parents to kill their children. He tortured children to see how long they could survive. And he beat prisoners to death personally. And he sent over 400,000 people to their deaths in the gas chambers. Mengele escaped with his family to South America, where he lived out the rest of his life. It is possible that he used 88 twins in his medical experiments there. And he died from a stroke in 1985. Too bad. We deserve worse.
I'm telling you, Fauci was, I swear, Fauci idolized him and learned under him.
Well, he couldn't have. Well, he could
Why
have.
Why couldn't he? He's old enough.
He was in South America. Number 22 was Reinhard Heydrich, whatever. He was the chief of the Reich's main security office. The second most powerful person in the SS, and the mastermind of the final solution. He was one of the highest ranks of all the Nazis and was responsible for many war crimes. His actions caused the deaths of millions of people. He was responsible for the mass murder of Soviet officials and Russian Jews during Germany's invasion of the Soviet Union, which killed over a million people. And he forced 60,000 Jews to leave Germany and go into Poland, where they were sent into ghettos. And he chaired the Wannsee Conference. He presented a plan of transportation, of deportation of 11 million Jews from every country in Europe to be worked to death or killed. He started a pretext to invade Poland, which killed over 80,000 people and started World War II. There was an assassination attempt on him in 1942. He survived the attempt, but died 9 days later. In response to his death, Nazis killed everyone in the village of Lodz. Precious stuff here. Come on. Number 21, Osama bin Laden. He was an Islamic terrorist leader that led the terrorist organization, Al-Qaeda. This says he's responsible for the 9/11 attack, which everybody knows is bullshit, and it was really Bush Jr. or Bush Sr., one of them or both of them, which injured more than 6,000 and killed about 3,000. Well, that's true about 9/11, though. There were thousands of people killed. He's also responsible for bombing attacks on United States embassies in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, Nairobi, and Kenya. 212 people were killed and 4,000 were injured. He sponsored the Luxor massacre of November 17th, which killed about 70 people. He's caused other al-Qaeda bombings throughout the world. In 2004, the Madrid train bombings, which killed 191 people and injured 2,000 people. In October of 2002, in Bali, three bombs exploded, killing 202 and injuring 209. In 2004, Super Ferry bombing killed 119 people. And thousands of Iraqis have died from al-Qaeda bombing. In 2007 alone, bombs exploded in Jazeera, Iraq, killing 796 people, injuring almost 2,000. Osama encouraged other terrorist groups to attack the United States, and he caused the war on terror. No, he helped lead it. He did not cause it. Which he's attributed to over 1.2 million people being killed. And they say he was killed on May 2nd, 2011. I don't know. Number 20, Saddam Hussein. During his time, about 2 million people died as a result of his actions. He authorized many attacks on people, like the chemical attack on the Kurdish village, which killed 5,000 people. His campaign of terror against the Kurds killed 50,000 to 100,000. Victims of torture in Iraq are subjected to a wide range of torture, including gouging out their eyes, severe beatings, and electric shocks. Some victims have died as a result of many being left with permanent physical and psychological damage. He's a prick. Number 19, Heinrich Himmler. Heinrich Himmler was the head of the SS and the second most powerful Nazi, of the architect of the Final Solution. He, more than anyone, encouraged and facilitated Adolf Hitler's decision to implement the Final Solution to the Jewish question, as well as other programs of ethnic cleansing that destroyed millions of lives during World War II. He was responsible for 6 to 7 million deaths of Poles, Russians, communists, and other groups whom the Nazis deemed unworthy. He once said, "The decision, therefore, lies here in the East. Here must the Russian enemy, this people numbering 200 million Russians, be killed on the battlefield and person to person and made to bleed to death." This guy was a sadist. Number 18 was Adolf Eichmann. He was the architect of the Holocaust. He was in charge of rounding up the Jews and forcing them into ghettos and concentration camps. He was responsible for the day-to-day organization of the Final Solution, and he organized the registration, cremation, and transport of Europe's Jews. He was responsible for 5 to 6 million Jewish deaths, and he would leap into his grave laughing because the feeling that he had 5 million Jews he killed filled his heart with gladness and joy, and may he burn in hell for the rest of eternity. He was captured in May of 1960. Israeli security captured him, took him to trial, and he was tried for 15 charges and hung. Number 17, never heard of this guy, Maximilien Robespierre, the leader of the French Revolution. Before he became a tyrant, he wanted the people of France to have freedom and rights. But when he gained power, his personality changed and became obsessed with guillotining people. Wow, ain't that nice? He began to create a reign of terror, a 10-month period in which mass executions were carried out. He also began to see everyone, including friends, as enemies. Paranoia. People were guillotined for not supporting the French Revolution, for hoarding, desertion, rebellion, and other things he saw as crimes. He guillotined entire families of aristocrats and ordinary people. He even guillotined his closest friends. And most of them were killed without even having a trial. As many as 40,000 people were either executed or died in prison, including King Louis the 16th and Marie Antoinette. He was also responsible for hundreds of thousands that died in battle during the Revolution. Wow. And in 1794, he was guillotined by his own guillotine without trial. Number 16, Kim Sung. He was a dictator of North Korea from 1948 to 1972. Kim Sung started the Korean War, which killed 3 million people. After the war, he brainwashed the people of North Korea into idolizing him. Boy, if that doesn't sound familiar, I don't know what does. Even though he made the country a lot worse than it was before, he killed off all of his officers and rivals. In addition, he exiled or executed 90% of his generals that fought in the war. More than 200,000 political prisoners were forced into concentration camps. People were forced into camps for something as little as dropping a picture of Kim Sung accidentally on the ground. If someone committed a crime, the person's children and the children's children would also be killed or sentenced to a life of imprisonment. Wow. I swear to God, he sounds like Biden, if you think about it. Prisoners were sometimes forced to kneel in a box motionless for months or until they died. Hundreds of thousands were killed by firing squads in the concentration camps. Of the population of 22 million Koreans, 900,000 to 3.5 million died in famine. And in 1994, he died of a heart attack, which was brought on by a row with his son, Kim Jong-un, who has proven that he is worse than his father. So, yeah. Number 15, Ayatollah Khomeini. He was a religious leader of Iran from 79 to 89. He was also the leader of the Iranian Revolution, which killed 3,000 to 60,000. How did they get that number from 3,000 to 60,000? I mean, that's kind of like vague if you ask me. The Shia Islamic law had a lot of harsh rules for normal people. Men and women had strict dress codes. Citizens lost equal rights and met with very harsh punishment. And they were brutalized, tortured, and killed. People were imprisoned and tortured for listening to music. They were lashed 100 times for kissing in public. People were tortured and killed if they did not believe in Allah. People were shot, hung, blinded, gassed, stabbed in the chest, stoned to death, and buried alive. People had their hands cut off the ceiling. Women had their faces slashed or burnt by acid. People were killed by machine guns, knives, clubs, cutters, and acid. Wow. He was just one sick bastard. Number 14, Emperor Hirohito, if I pronounce it right. He was an emperor of Japan from 26 to 89. And that time, he and his army committing many war crimes and killed countless numbers of Chinese, Indonesians, Koreans, Filipinos, and Indo-Chinese. He committed the war crime called the Rape of Nanking, which killed 300,000 people. And he ordered every Chinese war prisoner to be killed. About 200,000 women were sexually assaulted. Husbands were sometimes forced to rape their wives and daughters. A total of 10 million Chinese were forced into slavery. Many were tortured and some eaten. Okay, with that being said, right there, I think, in all honesty, any black person in America right now needs to zip their lip about slavery and how slaves were treated back in the day. Because this was in the 80s, like 1980s, these Chinese, they were killed. This is from 1926 to 1989. Well, Well, it doesn't matter. Either way, we didn't have slaves back then.
It's actually still happening now.
Yeah, well, it still is, but not from this guy. What I'm saying, what I'm saying is the pool of 10 million Chinese were forced into slavery. Okay, there wasn't that many black slaves in America. Nowhere near that many. So I'm saying people need to zip their lip about what real slavery is. Because slavery in America was nothing compared to what slavery was and still is in other countries. People often used for bayonet practice between 4 and 10 million people in Java were forced to work by Japanese military, of which most of them died. People sometimes had their bodies sliced in half by a sword. Women were stabbed by a bayonet or a long stick of bamboo through their private parts. The Japanese disemboweled, decapitated, hacked, nailed, crucified, and dismembered men. Men and women were sometimes had, yeah, they had their junk cut off. Thousands were frozen to death. 4 million people in Indonesia died from famine and 2 million in Vietnam. So basically, 20 million, over 20 million Chinese, 10 million Asians in other countries, and millions of people in the world in World War II were killed by the Japanese. That fucker died in 1989 from cancer. Nero was number 13. He was Rome's fifth emperor. He brought the Roman Empire to ruin. He burned entire cities, murdered thousands of people, including his aunt, stepsister, ex-wife, mother, wife, and adoptive brother. He systematically murdered every member of his family. Wow. Some were killed in searing hot baths. He poisoned, beheaded, stabbed, burned, boiled, crucified, impaled. He often raped women and cut off the veins and private parts of both men and women. Damn. The Great Fire killed many of Roman citizens and left hundreds of thousands destitute. They think he started the fire, but he blamed it on the Christians. Christians were starved to death, burned, torn by dogs, fed to lions, crucified, used as torches, and nailed to crosses. He was so bad that many of the Christians thought he was the Antichrist. He even tortured and killed the Apostle Paul and the disciple Peter. Paul was beheaded and Peter was crucified upside down. Nero committed suicide when he realized he was losing the rebellion and his life was in danger. Wow. I didn't know that was Nero that did that. Number 12, Caligula. I've heard of him, but not much. He was Rome's third emperor. He was wild, extravagant, and a penchant for sexual adventures. In the first few months of his reign. Yeah, Caligula.
He's on that list? Really? I mean, he was bad. Don't misunderstand me. But I don't know if I would have put him in the top 25.
Well, that's what I'm going to tell you what he did. In the first 3 months of his reign of terror, over 150,000 animals were sacrificed. He later got a brain fever that made him mentally ill. He then believed he was a god. Under Caligula, the law became an instrument of torture. He believed prisoners should feel a painful death. He began to brutally murder for fun. He would kill his opponent slowly and painfully for over hours or days. He decapitated and strangled children. People were beaten with heavy chains. He forced families to attend their children's executions. Many of them had their tongues cut off. He fed prisoners to lions, panthers, bears, and often killed gladiators. Gladiator alone was beaten. Yeah, he was not a good guy.
No, I know he was. I knew he was bad. I didn't realize it was that bad, though. I mean, I knew some of it. I didn't remember all of it. I'm surprised that Vlad Tepe hasn't been mentioned yet.
Bad? Hold on. I'm going from bad to worse. His cruelty caused people to commit suicide. He demanded sex with a lot of women, including his three sisters. He would force husbands to give up their wives, exiled his sisters, and had his brother put to death. He caused many to die of starvation. Basically, he was Satan incarnate, okay? He was awful. Number 11, Attila the Hun. Attila ruled the Hun from 434 to 453. He was the leader of the Hunnic, is it Hunnic? Hunnic Empire, which stretched from the Ural River to Germany and from the Baltic Sea to the Danube River. He was a bloodthirsty, cruel, and ruthless barbarian that was a lover of battle. He wanted to destroy the Roman Empire and everyone in his way. If you were a citizen in Rome and begged for mercy, he would kill you. He was great. He was great, a menace to the Teutonic tribe people as he was to the Romans. He was so destructive that people believed he was a punishment from heaven. His nickname was Attila the Scourge of God. Attila and other Huns thought that other people's lives were meaningless. He would torture and destroy his enemies, his own people, and entire population of cities. He rampaged Roman cities and may have killed up to hundreds of thousands. It is said that he might have drunk a woman's blood, and he ate two of his sons and killed his brother.
Yeah.
And he died. Number 10, Genghis Khan. These are truly evil, vile people now, okay? This is of all time. Beginning of time to end of time. Well, not end of time, because this is rather. He was Khan of the Mongolian Empire from 1206 to 1247. In that time, he conquered most of China and all the lands through the Caspian Sea. He was ruthless, vengeful, cruel, and bloodthirsty. He and his army destroyed countless numbers of cities, soldiers, civilians, and children. People were killed by having molten metal and silver poured in their eyes and ears. The thought of that, it just makes you cringe. In one massacre alone, 700,000 people were killed. At another place, the poor were decapitated and the rich were tortured to find out where their treasure was. Women were sometimes raped in front of their families. Hundreds of thousands had their lives ruined. It is said that if his army of men had no water, they would cut a horse's vein and drink its blood. God, that sounds like Dracula.
That's Vlad Tepes. Vlad Tepes is when they got Dracula.
He's still on there. He would use people as human shields. Tens of thousands became slaves. He would order you to be killed immediately if you were an enemy. Okay, this dude killed 20 to 60 million people, or 10 to 30% of the known world population at that time.
Yep.
He killed 3/4 of the population of the Iranian plateau, which is about 10 to 15 million. He killed his brother at 13 just because his brother had stolen a fish from him.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he said now. The greatest happiness is to scatter your enemy, to drive him before you, to see his cities reduced to ashes, to see those who love him shroud in tears, and to gather into your bosom his wives and daughters. Wow. May all these people burn
crazy
in hell.
Okay, if you notice, all the real evil ones are crazy.
They're all crazy. Okay, number 9, Leopold II of Belgium. He was king of Belgium from 1865 to 1909. He ruled a Congo Free State, which was a private project. The Congo Free State was 76 times larger than Belgium. Remember when we were doing the history of the world? We talked about him and a couple others. And he's a pretty bad dude. He was considered one of the greatest liars of all time because he fooled the world. Yeah, well, guess who the second biggest liar is in the whole world?
Biden?
Hey, I didn't say it. You did. but he had the world convinced that he was helping the Congo, and the world believed him. Instead, he turned the Congo into a country ruled by forced labor. He was free to rule the Congo Free State as a personal domain. He ruled about 20 million Congolese. Under his administration, the Free Congo State was subject to a terror regime. The Congo Free State also became one of the most infamous international scandals of the turn of the century. His men tortured, maimed, and slaughtered millions of Congolese. Congolese were killed if they did not bring enough rubber. Hundreds of thousands of people had their hands, legs, feet, arms, heads, ears, and noses cut off. Wow. More than 500,000 died from various diseases, starvation. He killed around 10 million Congolese, or about half the population. Before he acquired the Congo Free State, most African countries were free countries. But yep. Within 30 years after Leopold, all but two African countries were taken by European countries. So, wow. Tomas Torquemada, he's number eight. He was the Grand Inquisitor of Spain. He started the Spanish Inquisition. Oh, that's where it came from. Which was established on November 1st, 1478, and disbanded in July 15th of 1834. The Spanish Inquisition was an ecclesiastical tribunal run by the Spanish monarchy. So that's where they get the whole, let's look at the Spanish Inquisition. Yeah, that's where it came from, because of that.
Yep.
So his spies turned friends against friends and made sons and daughters testify against their parents. Without lack of evidence, he would order Jews to be tortured or killed because of his discrimination towards them. Countless of people were tortured, with subjected to horrific physical punishment. Children sometimes died from starvation. Basically, all these assholes tortured you naked and did horrific, horrible things. They put people in racks and stretched
yep.
them out.
Yep.
They were skinned from head to toe, burned at the stake. I mean, this wow, he was just awesome.
They did a lot
number
of awful
seven.
Things.
Number seven. And you know where they're all at, right? They're all
hell.
Rotting in hell. Okay. Number seven, Mao Zedong. What a name. I don't know, he was a dictator from China. Mao's plan was to make China a superpower country. He also said he would turn China into a powerful country that could match the United States and the Soviet Union. In the process, however, he created the greatest famine and genocide in history. Under Mao's rule, China endured a series of economic disasters. Millions of Chinese died by execution, starvation, and committing suicide. Tens of millions were sent to labor camps. 5 million were executed. He turned neighbors against neighbors, sons against daughters, and I mean, basically it's biblical what he did. A criticism uttered in private could lead to public humiliation, torture, or death. The famine killed about 30 to 45 million people. Another 700,000 committed suicide out of fear of him. He led two great leaps forward, which is a plan to use China's vast population to rapidly transform the country from a rural economy into a modern communist society. Both combined killed 40 to 50 million people, which included children.
Right.
In all, he killed about 70 million people. And in 1976, he died from suffering a nervous system disease. Number six, Ivan the Terrible. He was the Tsar of Russia. He was cruel, brutal, and merciless even as a child. So basically, he's a sociopath. When he was young, he had habits of taking creatures like cats, dogs, bears, and other creatures to the top of tall buildings and then throwing them to the ground. Ivan killed people when he was a teenager. He found them fun and amusing. When he became the Tsar of Russia, he became paranoid and started to see enemies everywhere. He's a sociopath. He forced thousands to move from their lands and made them homeless. He became obsessed with killing and torturing anyone he saw as enemies, but most of the people were innocent. But he didn't care. He destroyed hundreds of villages, towns, and cities. In the Novigrad massacre, 60,000 people were tortured to death. Some executions took 15 hours. Basically, he did some pretty horrible things. Religious leaders were tortured and killed if they begged him to stop. He blinded his architect and boiled his treasurer. He killed one of his wives. Ivan killed one of his wives a day after their marriage. He even killed his favorite son in rage. And he died while he was playing chess with one of his friends. But they think that his friend poisoned him. Number five, Idi Amin. He was a dictator of Uganda from 1971 to 1979. He charmed and promised the world that he would bring peace and democracy to the people of his country. He turned Uganda into a poverty-stricken land patrolled by death squads. I got to do this really quick because I got a couple more to go. We got 10 minutes. Basically, he killed a lot of people, and he was an asshole. Pol Pot, number four, he was the prime minister of Cambodia, and his plan was to destroy the civilization of Cambodia and turn it into a new age. He turned Cambodia into a killing field. He's the only man in history that ordered an official genocide against his whole country, and he killed the greatest percentage in the amount of time he was in power. He did a lot of bad things. Basically, let me see how many people was that. He killed about 3 million Cambodians, about 25 to 33% of the entire country. Oh, did he? I didn't even. Yeah, he killed anyone who wore glasses because he thought they were more intelligent than him, apparently. Hitler was number three. We all know what Hitler did. He was a dick. He killed 11 million people, but a lot of different. Number two was Stalin.
Who?
Pretty big ass. Joseph Stalin.
Oh, yeah. After what he did in the Ukraine?
Yeah, he did a lot of horrible shit.
And he was number one.
This is what he said. Stalin once said, one death is a tragedy. A million deaths is simply a statistic.
He's right.
Wow.
He was right, unfortunately.
He killed the wives of some of his friends. He exiled his daughter's boyfriend. Stalin's wife was driven into despair by his treatment of and caused her to kill herself. His son died in a Nazi concentration camp after Stalin refused to trade for his life. He would even kill people who were defending their country against the Nazis. People were in prison and were forced to fight in World War II. But he was a prick, too. He killed between 20 and 60 million people. And he died of a stroke. Oh, he's dead. Number one evil, vile person in the world, Vlad Dracula.
He's number
Vlad
one.
Was the huh?
I said, I can't believe he's number one.
He was the prince of what Wallachia, a total of three times. He was leader.
I know who he was. He was evil. But do you know his own people loved him?
Everybody else does. What?
I said, I know he was evil, but did you know that his own people loved him?
Well, if you let me read, I'll find out. He's best known for inspiring the Dracula legend, the cruel methods he used to torture and kill people, and how much he enjoyed killing them. He was a sadist and a sociopath. His last name, Dracula, means little devil. The most common method he used to kill people was impalement. Vlad the Impaler is what they called him. Vlad had a horse attached to each of the victim's legs, and a sharpened stake was gradually forced into the body. The end of the stake was usually oiled, and care was taken that the stake was not too sharp. Wow. Normally, the stake was inserted into the buttocks and was often forced to the body until it emerged from the mouth. However, There were many times where victims were impaled through other bodily orifices or forced through the abdomen or chest. He was so fond of doing this that he was known as Vlad the Impaler. The height of the stake was ranked for victims. Vlad also loved to impale animals, but possibly of the most gruesome and painful way of dying in history. And people would endure it for hours or days. Now, he killed about 20,000 people doing that. Vlad did not want the stake to be too sharp because the victim would die too soon and it would not be not as much fun. Wow. He would impale children and babies through their mother's chest. Impalement was his favorite way of killing people, but it was not his only method. He ordered people to be poisoned, blinded, strangled, hung, decapitated, stabbed, disemboweled, skinned, exposed to extreme elements and animals. Exposed to extreme elements and animals. Hacked, dismembered, burned, boiled, scalped, roasted, nailed in the head, buried alive. Oh, it says et cetera, which means there was more. He would like to cut off people's noses, ears, hands, feet, limbs. Wow, this guy was a sick bastard.
He was.
He would eat. He would eat and drink their blood. He roasted children and forced their parents to eat them. Vlad hated people who were sick, weak, poor, beggars, or vagrants. He invited all the poor and sick to Wallachia to a fake party. And he murdered his own wife. And then guess what? He was decapitated by his own people in 1476. He killed 20% of the population there. I don't know where you got his people liked him, but they decapitated his happy ass.
I read a biography, not a biography. I read a documentary video on him, or saw it rather, and they were talking about how all the evil things that he did, it wasn't to his own people. It was to
So
he was part of the Ottoman Empire thing.
Yeah. But next week, what I'll do is I'll finish off with the greatest world leaders. End on a happy note. Yes, we'll do that next week. We'll end on a happy note.
Yes. We have two minutes.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Kim. That was a great show, as usual. Maria and Lorna, thank you for being part of it once again. God bless America. God bless our children, our first responders, veterans, our military. God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.